coming to you guys right now because I'm driving and I was listening to a radio broadcast, and this guy says something that caught my attention, where the disciples were asking Jesus if when the time was coming when he was going to restore the kingdom of Israel. Because their, you know, their expectancy of what they believed Jesus was going to do and come as a king as they perceived him to be, and was going to free them from the Roman occupation, and they were going to be triumphant and be glorious again. And Jesus told them, it's not for you to be concerned with times and seasons. Basically, it's not for you to be worried about this period of time, whenever it's going to come. He basically told him, I'm not telling you when that time is coming. And that's not the point. And it makes me think about this scripture. I cannot remember where it is right now. And I know it's in the Gospels, where Christ is telling the disciples about not worrying about tomorrow. And if the Lord in his goodness clothes the bird or feeds the birds who neither sow nor reap, and if he clothes and adorns the flowers of the field, how much more he cares for what we will eat and what we'll wear. And he's telling them, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough trouble of its own. And it brought me to this idea that the reality is that as believers, because we know what's going to happen when Christ returns, we have eternity constantly in view, but our obligation is to right now. Our obligation is to today. What we are called to do is to be able to live out disciplined life as believers in our daily lives from moment to moment. And so it's not about, I mean, ultimately tomorrow is coming, or rather when his return is imminent, it will be here. It is going to come, but what we are called to do is to work now. While it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. And what we can't do is be so preoccupied with tomorrow that we neglect today. And so the idea that I want us to consider and to think about and to live out in our daily lives is, there was this thought. I was in the College of Biblical Studies in Houston, Texas in 2006. And there was a class we were taking on the spiritual life. And the definition we were made to remember is the spiritual life is the life of Christ reproduced through the body of the believer by means of the Holy Spirit. Now that's a huge statement. The life of Christ reproduced in the body of the believer by means of the Holy Spirit. Now we are constantly in a state of transformation as believers, because the work of the Holy Spirit is to conform us to the image of Christ, to becoming more and more like him. At his return, we will be completely transformed, where we will be like him and unable to sin, having a glorified body, being able to dwell with God in eternity, with a body that was made for eternity. This body that we have now is made to die and to be shed. But our body that we will get at his return is made for eternity. But at any rate, that practical application of sanctification, or the act of the Holy Spirit to conform us, to set us apart from the world and to conform us to the image of Christ, is a daily action. It's a moment, not even just daily, but a moment by moment activity of the Holy Spirit. And what we've got to do is focus in each moment, in each isolated moment, we have to consider, how can I best live out this Christian experience in this moment? By, and when I'm in choir rehearsal. How can I best live out this moment when I'm on the job? How can I best live out this moment as a believer? When I've got downtime at work, or even if I don't have downtime, do I get on Facebook or do I look to how I can better serve? Like each moment by moment action, we've got to choose to be conformed to the image of Christ. And I think in doing so, we'll be able to look back on a life that we can be proud of. But like any task, if you look at the end, trying to figure out the end from the beginning, it can be overwhelming. I liken it to a dirty house. You know, if your house is dirty and you're just looking at how dirty the house is, it seems like an overwhelming task to be able to go clean the house out. But what would be smart is say, okay, let me start with the kitchen. Get this straight, then move on. And then you're able, little by little, to see the change and be able to look back and go, okay, this is good. We're making progress. But we can't tackle this thing all the way around or we can become overwhelmed by the task if we are looking into the future. Well, it'd be smart for us to just look at this moment and deal with this moment. And so we've got to be those kind of believers to where we have eternity in our peripherals. But we've got to be focused on what's right in front of us. Because if we neglect what's right in front of us, I think we will find ourselves in eternity either disappointed or remorseful. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. And it was just a thought about acting for right now, being motivated by tomorrow.